Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
You know, we got to get Taze back.
Yep.
We don't need him tonight, but we got to get Taze back. What are you hearing?
Day-to-day
to the ground. What are you hearing?
Yeah, still day-to-day. They were hoping that he was going to be able to return yesterday or Sunday for the Jets game. But
you have an upper body injury yourself?
I have an upper and a lower body injury at the same time.
That's just aging.
But I show up to work.
And Taser, his upper body, it is an upper body, right?
Yeah, it's a back injury.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should I be worried?
I wouldn't think so.
Should I start a vigil?
Don't start any vigils yet. Because they have some young talent that's kind of making up for things.
Like a Dennis Rasmussen. MB Financial Bank, MB means business. Dennis Rasmussen joins us now on Breakfast with the Blackhawk. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm really good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for doing this. We got a game tonight, and even though it's a bad team, and there's a two-game losing streak that I know you're going to snap tonight, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule.
No problem.
Are there enough Swedes on this team to keep you happy?
Yeah, we're a lot of Swedes right now, especially now since Lars Johansson is called up. So yeah, it's fun, a lot of fun.
Are there too many Swedes? Should we get rid of a couple of Swedes?
No, I don't think so. I like the Swedes.
Yeah, of course. There's a Christmas tradition, and I know I'm going to mispronounce this. Is it Julbrod? Julbrod.
Julbord, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was close, wasn't I? Yeah, Julbord.
Translates as a Christmas table. Yeah,
Christmas table, Christmas dinner. And what do you do? Yes. What do you do? It's just dinner with friends?
Yeah, it's dinner, like a tradition thing with meatballs and the potatoes and the salmon and all of our Christmas specialties.
As a young boy, when you open up presents, did you open them up Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
I did it Christmas Eve, yeah.
Because that way the meatballs wouldn't seep through the wrapping.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wrap up the meatballs. Listen, you've had a great, great start to this season. You must feel like you're a little bit in the zone here. You're grooving.
Yeah, it feels pretty good here at the end, playing with a fellow Swede, Kruger, and Panik. I think we had some chemistry in our line. We just have to bury our chances and score some goals here. Because, yeah, as I said, we've had a lot of chances, but we just haven't scored.
But you're making the most of your minutes. They're quality minutes. You know, for guys that aren't playing the first couple of lines all the time, you got to make the most of the minutes. Listen, there's no way to quantify this outside of being a fan and watching the game closely, but you're one of the most productive guys on the ice. You play both ends of the ice. You're mixing it up in the corners. You always know where the puck is. I think you got to be pretty happy with the way you're playing. You'll find the back of the net.
Yeah. I think I started okay at least, but there's always things you want to improve and do better. And as a team, we lost it two last games here, so you want to get right back at it today and try to bounce back and get a win tonight.
Hey, Dennis, how much fun are you having out there? Because it really looks like you've got a smile on your face every time you hit the ice. And you mentioned that line. It's been one of the most productive lines. It's supposed to be a checking line, but you guys have had those offensive opportunities.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, of course. It's my first real season in the NHL, and I'm enjoying every minute I'm out there. And as you said, our line is really fun to play into, and I'm enjoying it.
Is Q busy with you guys, or does he not say much? Is it more a Kevin Dineen thing?
He's as he was last year. Q. He's talking to us for every game and making sure that we have the right game plan. But there's a lot of details that Kitch and Dino talk about us too with some details that two assistant coaches help us out with too.
I assume you've learned a lot since you've played at this level. Is there a guy on the team where you go, well, I want his game?
Well, you can look at a lot of guys. Haas has been really good this year, Hosa.
And he's 75 years old.
Yeah, he's old, but he's really, really good with all the small things. He's really good with the puck. He's scoring goals. He's good both ends of the ice, and you can really look at his game and try to pick up things and that you can learn and do better with just looking at him. And same with Taser and Kaner, and there's a lot of guys you can look at.
And as a young guy, you kind of have to learn that, especially if you want to play for Coach Q, because he demands that of you, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of things you need to develop, and you got to listen to what the coaches are saying all the time. So yeah.
All right. So are you at a point now where you're loving Chicago? You're getting out when you're on a home stretch here. You're going to restaurants and things, having a good time.
Yeah, I do. I'm not so good in the kitchen, so I have to try out some new restaurants. So yeah, that's what I do.
You got a favorite one?
There's a couple of really good ones. I like Momotaro for sushi and RPM.
Traditional steak. Swedish sushi.
and then Chicago cut steak is great too. So I have a couple of favorite ones, yeah.
Dennis, have you been up to Andersonville? There's a whole Swedish section. That Swedish bakery is fantastic for the Yule logs and the Tosca tarts.
Yeah, I was there actually last year, but I haven't been there this year. So I heard there's a lot of Swedish like restaurants around there, but I've only been to the Swedish bakery, and that was last year. So, but I probably have to go there now before Christmas.
You got to go, yeah. You got to get all the treats and everything too. Great restaurants up there too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
You know what we could do? We could have those during our Yule broad. Not even close, right, Dennis?
Exactly.
Not even close. Still not even close.
Pretty close.
Getting better.
Okay. MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Anne-Marie Johnson gets an autographed Blackhawks puck for the question. Now, I'm going to read this to you, Dennis, so hold your answer until I get it all in, okay? It's supposed to be one question, and we love Anne-Marie. She's a great listener, but listen to this. Can you tell me about your journey as a child to NHL standing? What motivates you? How do you stay focused? How hard is it to be a celebrity? How do you manage at home and the road time with a personal life? Who is your mentor? What brand was your first pair of skates? Ever think about a slumber party at the rink? What's your favorite band? What do you like to do in your free time? And do you have a girlfriend? All right, so we'll keep Dennis until 11:30 to answer those questions.
70 questions for number 70.
pick any of those and answer one.
Who is my mentor, maybe?
Who's your mentor?
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of mentors in this team, but I would maybe say Hjalmarsson. He's a Swede. He's older and been around for a long time, and he was kind of the one that I felt took care of me a little bit in the beginning when I came up. And I would have to say him. And he's a great guy, both on and off the ice, works really hard, and there's a lot of things you can learn by just watching him too. As I said,
All right. Awesome. Well, happy Yule abroad, and text us answers to the rest of the questions.
Okay, I will.
All right, buddy. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it, Dennis Rasmussen, from your Chicago Blackhawks. Real likable guy, good guy. You know, he's all 26 years old.
And you know how to say Yule abroad now?
Not even close.
No, not so
even
much.
Close. It's 8:51, and thank you, MB Financial Bank. MB means business.